From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. It's all right, Zach Morris. You're saved by the bill. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. We've got a great show for you today. Later on, we're going to be talking to the first orchestra conductor we've ever had on our show, the legendary Marin Alsop. I'm going to ask her how she can get a bunch of emotionally fragile egomaniacs to do what they're told just by waving her arms, because frankly, that's never worked for me. But first, we want to hear your solo, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Travis Sherlin from Chicago.
Hey, Travis, Chicago? Chicago?
Yeah.
Boy, you're not. Are you far from us right now? Where are you?
I'm at the summer house.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
It's a great restaurant.
The restaurant.
Oh, your restaurant. Your restaurant.
Homestead.
Oh, yeah, you're not far. You should come on down. We'll wait.
Okay.
Well, actually, we don't have time. Well, welcome to the show, Travis. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a comedian performing with Phoebe Robinson, September 5th through the 7th at the Arlington Draft House in Arlington, Virginia. I'm going to hope that was a dog of some kind, and not
an appetizer coming back.
It's a muffler.
All right, we'll try that again.
You know, dude.
Hold on. Travis, what is going on?
I stepped outside so it would be quieter, but then these cars are driving by with these mufflers.
Oh, my God. Here we go. We'll try one more time. First up, it's a comedian performing with Phoebe Robinson, September 5th through the 7th at the Arlington Draft House in Arlington, Virginia. It's Peter DeBreu.
Hey.
Next, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, it's Faith Saley.
Hey, Travis.
And the co-host of the podcast, Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, is Adam Felber.
Hey, Travis.
So, Travis, as I am sure you anticipated, you're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Any voice from our show, you choose in your voicemail. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is your first quote.
That is outside my purview.
That was the answer that somebody gave, about 100 times on Wednesday to almost every question he was asked. Who was it?
That was Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Yes, indeed. Robert Mueller. Very good. So, you know that moment at the beginning of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory when Gene Wilder comes out and he's this creaky old man and everybody is disappointed and sad, and then he does a somersault and everybody cheers? Well, imagine that, but instead of the somersault, he just kind of dodders around for 8 hours. That was Wednesday. Former special counsel Robert Mueller appeared before two House committees with the energy and enthusiasm of a man facing his annual prostate exam. Which might explain why he answered certain pointed questions by just turning his head and coughing.
I don't know. Everybody said it was boring, but I was kind of breathless because you just know something was going to happen. You didn't want to miss the one moment it did.
And yet nothing did, ultimately.
But
it was so disappointing to so many Democrats and liberals because liberals had been building him up for 2 years as this Clint Eastwood figure, this old tough lawman, no nonsense, going to come in and kick ass and take names. And in the end, he was just like Clint Eastwood, who right now is 89 years old.
He said he didn't want to testify.
I know.
He said he wasn't good at testifying.
But we all
kinda said, read the report because there's enough evidence
the
there
movie,
to impeach 9 successive presidents.
In the movie, Clint Eastwood says, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to go in there. But then he goes in there and he beats up the bad guys.
That's
and
true,
there was
true.
None of that.
And there would have been like a little squint. And instead of Clint Eastwood, we got like Sam the Eagle from the Muppets. Or maybe, he also reminds me of those, what are those, the Easter Island heads? What are they called?
Eastern Island heads.
The big Eastern Island
heads. He looks like one of those,
The
too.
MOA. That's what
thank
we call
you,
them.
The MOA.
MOA.
Yeah. But we wanted
MOA. Oh, and I read the MOA report. It was a perfectly nice visit with an aging relative.
That's exactly what it was. All right, Travis, here's your next quote.
I will disprove the doubters, the doomsters, and the gloomsters.
That was somebody taking office as the new British Prime Minister. Who is enemy of all gloomsters?
Oh, that's Boris Johnson?
Yes, Boris Johnson! Or Bojo, as we hope everybody starts calling him. God. Imagine what it would be like to have your formerly powerful and serious country taken over by an incompetent womanizer with terrible hair. Hard to do, isn't it? Well, it happened in Britain this week when Boris Johnson became prime minister. Look how far the empire has fallen. They are so broken. The good news is they're ripe to be colonized. Time for payback, India.
What has happened where people who were clowns are now in charge of everything?
Yes, and I wish they were actual clowns, because those people at least have timing.
Well, Australia...
So Boris Johnson, if you don't know, is most famous, at least here in the U.S., for being the mayor of London during the 2012 Olympics, during which he tried to do a zip line stunt to promote it and famously got stuck dangling from a rope, remember this, 50 feet above the ground. Maybe that's why he was finally elected to handle Brexit. He knows what it's like to be just stuck there, not being able to get out looking like an idiot.
He's an interesting bloke, but he struck me, and maybe this is just because I'm reading the Harry Potter series for the first time with my children. He's super Slytherin. But he tries to throw you off with this Hufflepuff hair.
I'm just going to say this, and you may not get this yet. They will. He's not so much Slytherin as he's Peter Pettigrew.
You just brought our whole theater down the nerd hole.
Except he somehow got stopped while transforming back from a rat, and he's caught halfway. All right, your last quote is from the governor of Puerto Rico.
I have not resigned.
That was an official statement made just one day before he did what?
He resigned.
He did, Travis, yes. Governor Ricardo Rosello of Puerto Rico had survived this massive financial crisis and this terrible hurricane, but the one thing he could not survive was his own texts. In the leaked messages, the governor mocked his enemies and disaster victims. He made fun of fat people and the disabled, which is all bad. But then he went after Puerto Rican icon Ricky Martin. And that will not stand.
Did he really?
He really did. And in the end, as you probably saw, tens of thousands of people took to the streets of San Juan to demand his ouster, led by Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is a musical in the making.
It really is.
And the scandal. If only there was somebody who could write musicals from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I know. Oh. As he tried to defend himself, Rosello said he was just blowing off steam and the texts that were leaked shouldn't be taken seriously, which is what all of us would say if the terrible, terrible things we email our friends ever got out.
Oh, my Lord.
Even the protesters who massed in the streets were, like, marching while still erasing all their emails from there. How would you guys fare if all the private messages you had sent to your friends got out into public?
I would never be allowed to be governor of Puerto Rico again.
That's true.
I'd be even more unemployable.
I didn't think that was possible. But it's amazing because the only good part is this scandal has shown that Puerto Rico is so full of corruption, racism, and misogyny that maybe now President Trump will recognize it as part of the United States. Bill, how did Travis do in our quiz?
He'll be welcome in Puerto Rico. He got them all three. He's a winner.
Congratulations, Travis.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
Bye-bye.